be coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 through 8.
1 through what?
1 through 8. 8. Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. Amen. And here we have these words. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. And thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. I've read Genesis 17, verses 1 through 8. My thought for today is the struggle to greatness. The struggle to greatness. I know there was a lot of these in that passage. Amen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. God, we thank you, Lord, once again for this grand opportunity to share the word of God to the people of God. Lord, we ask that you would allow a hiding place to be found, Lord, that they may be able, God, to have the word of God lodged there. And then, God, we also ask that you would hide me behind your cross, that, Lord, I might speak words of encouragement and inspiration to your people. So, God, this is my prayer. We ask it right now in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. You may take your seats. Amen. The struggle to greatness.
Yes.
There comes a time in every person's life that they must come face to face with the giant of their life. It may be a person, it may be a life situation, some impediment that must be overcome to reach the purpose that they were placed here on the earth to complete. And I want you to know that everyone has been placed here in the earth, amen, for a specific purpose and reason.
Amen.
Most have had situations that confront their very existence, causes them to call out to God for help, desperate to overcome. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And unsuccessfully able to triumph. They find themselves in a no-win situation. I know we all have been there at one point or another in our lives. Case in point, Hannah, who is the mother of Samuel, in her attempt to have a male child, was found out crying out to the Lord for favor. The Lord heard her cry, and what she said, she said, "I would give my firstborn to the Lord God." God honored her request. Samuel was born, and he became a priest and was the last judge of Israel. But she also went on to have more children. Or Samson, who appeared to squander his gift of strength given to him by God, who cried out to the Lord for one more mighty use of his strength. Blind, he was led to the hall where thousands of Philistines worshiped their god Dagon. And Samson cried out to the Lord to give him strength one more time to reach his destiny. And as he pulled on those two columns and with all of his might, he caused the building to fall. And the number of men killed on that day were more than he killed during his lifetime. You see, the struggle evidenced by these great people is a witness to the fact that to building on the inside and increasing on the outside requires pushing and pulling to get through the open door that God has provided each and every one of us with. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, will come easy. God is preparing us to push and pull our way through that open door. Just because the door is open, it doesn't mean that the struggle isn't real. The real reality of the struggle is you got to struggle to get through the door. Some folks believe that all they got to do when the door is open is just to run through. Not so. You got to struggle through the door. Sickness. That's a struggle. Amen. Sickness is a struggle. Amen. You have to get back on your feet and you have to walk it through. Amen. Financial hardship, that's a struggle. Amen. You got to fight each and every day. You got to watch your pennies and your dimes and your quarters because they add up to dollars and they add up to $10. Amen. Financial struggle and financial hardship is a struggle. How about relationships with significant others? That's a struggle. Amen. Because you always don't see eye to eye and there's always things going on. Amen. It's a struggle. How about spiritual maturity? That's a struggle. Amen. We fight every day just to get a little bit closer to the Lord. Somebody ought to say amen. Spiritual intimacy is a struggle. Because you know you want to get right there with God. You want to hear God's mouth pressed up against your ear. But the reality is, it's the pushing and the pulling that makes the journey worthwhile. Yes, yes. If you got everything you wanted without having to fight for it, you would not even have respect for it. Amen. But because you have to push and pull for it, amen, you're going to remember it and you're going to cherish it.
Amen.
They laugh at me because, amen, when I was about 14 years old, I wanted to get a bicycle, and my father wanted. He said, "Yeah, you can have the bicycle, but you're gonna have to pay for it. I'm not buying it for you." Amen. We struck a deal where I was going to pay half, and he was going to pay half. And you know, I worked hard to get that bicycle. And when I got that bicycle, amen, I rode it with my chest out, and I had a lot of pride about this bicycle. Even to the point that, amen, we just got rid of it maybe a year or two ago.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, if I had not had to struggle for it, I would not have been so cherishing about it. And it was a nice bike. Amen.
Amen.
And so, praise God, it is the pushing and the pulling that makes the journey worthwhile. Somebody ought to say amen. Think about it. Think about a caterpillar. They got a little picture out there that talks about a caterpillar and, amen, going to a butterfly.
And that caterpillar, it struggles, pushing and pulling through the small open door of that cocoon. It fights through the cocoon to reach freedom. Now, if you go and open the door just a little bit wider, so it doesn't have to push and pull through that opening, you will ruin that butterfly. It will remain a caterpillar, and it will become, praise God, plucking for whatever bird comes around. It will never become a butterfly, but it will remain on its belly. But if it pushes and struggles through the cocoon, it becomes a beautiful butterfly, free to fly from place to place. So let's think of the process of building on the inside and increasing on the outside as a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. In our text, Abram has been struggling. He struggled in believing God to the point where he could be truthful. His fear of men was greater than his fear of God. And God spoke to him many years ago about his destiny. But Abraham did not believe in the final outcome. He assumed that the process would have been a whole lot easier, that God would miraculously come and change the situation. But you know, the thing about God, he always knows exactly what is needed. You don't have what you've been asking for, it's because God is working some things out. He's working out those impurities to remove those things that would come and hinder the blessing that God has for you. Yes. And he removes those impurities by turning up the heat.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Causing Abram, as well as ourselves, to perform under duress and under stress. Sometimes, praise God, when we're under duress and stress and we're asking God, why am I going through this? Just look to the Lord and say, thank you, God. You are making a way for me. You are causing me to be stronger and better. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Many times we have failed the test of performing to God's standards, exhibiting ungodly behavior in stressful situations. And I say it all the time. People, praise God, who are supposed to be able to withstand some stress, they go ballistic. Their attitude is something that you will wonder whether or not they really do love the Lord. We can understand people that don't know God, amen, acting like they don't know what's going on. But for us, amen, we are learning how to become more like Christ. Somebody say amen. And so, praise God, there's times when we are acting out, praise God, and we're giving God a black eye because of our behavior. But the stressors in our lives are God's method of preparing us for greater. Anybody want to be greater? Anybody want to make up in their mind that, you know what? What I'm going through right now is worth going through because I believe that I'm going to be greater. Somebody shout hallelujah. When we come out on the other side, we find ourselves better and stronger. It's the pushing and the pulling that makes the difference. Abram had not passed the test yet. He had been waiting 25 years Amen. For the promised baby he was to have Amen. Through Sarah. Waiting on the Lord, as we said last week or a week before last, whenever we said it, amen, is one of the methods God uses to build up the inside and increase the outside. But there are usually other tests as well. One of them is the pushing and the pulling to reach that successful ground. That's another test. What's interesting is that God knows every step of our process. You don't have to worry about whether or not God knows what you're going through, because he knows exactly what you're going through. He understands what you're going through. And you know what? He has allowed it to happen so that whatever that's there can be removed. Sometimes, praise God, we go through so that the next time we know how to handle ourselves. Sometimes we go through because you know what? We might have messed up before. He wants to make sure we got it right. Amen. He already knows what the future is. It's us that don't know what the future holds for us. And so every step of our process to building up the inside and increasing on the outside is interesting because God does know every step. So my first thought is this, is that the struggle results in a new name. Abram's name changed from Abram to Abraham because God knew that his name represented kingdomship. God called him the father of many nations. Or Jacob was renamed Israel because he struggled with God and with humans and had overcome. In some translations, Israel means having the power of God. Solomon was called by God Jedediah because God loved him. Sarai's name was changed to Sarah because she became the mother of all nations. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, our names have changed as well. The emphasis has changed. For example, instead of them calling me Jesse, who lives according to the enemy standard, is now Jesse, the servant of the Most High God. You can put your own name in there, can't we? Amen. You can put your own name in there, who says, they used to call my name and I was always doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. I was living an evil or a corrupt or a life of iniquity. But now that I've come into the presence of the Lord, now my name means the servant of the Most High. But they don't just call me anything, but they now call me brother or sister. Amen. I'm a part of the brotherhood now. Amen. We are witnesses of the Most High God, and we are men of power and women of destiny. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. We no longer have the same name. We are God's men and women. My second thought is this. The struggle requires going through the journey. After receiving a new name, God understood the journey Abraham had to travel. He lied to kings. He struggled 25 years trying to have a child with Sarah. And you know, praise God, if you're trying to have a baby and you're not being successful, that is a struggle. Every month you're looking and trying to see whether or not there's some maturation going on in her stomach. Amen. And you look and you say, well, wait a minute. I guess I'm going to have to get busy again this month. And for 25 years, they were struggling trying to have that baby. Amen. Oh, how about Abraham enduring battles? He fought five kings with 318 men. Yeah. Amen. And those 318 men weren't military men. They weren't soldiers in the army. They were just merely his servants. Yeah. But he conquered, amen, those five kings. And so when we have to go through our issues, sometimes because of our terrible decision making, wanting something that we should not have wanted.
Yeah. Don't get quiet. Amen, somebody.
We cry and we boo-hoo, seeking God and asking God to remove it. We wait on the Lord to do something on our behalf, but it seems like it's moving too slow for our liking. But it's the struggle that makes us strong, my brothers and sisters. It's our journey that we must travel, incorporating the good with the bad, which makes us better. If you ever noticed, those who have the greatest struggle, those who have the most to overcome, become leaders. They become pioneers. They become the first because they understand struggle. The Bible declares in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, that for by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But here's what I'm trying to get to. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Amen, somebody. We, praise God, have not been brought into the earth to serve the devil, but we've been brought into the earth to serve the Almighty God. And when we begin to understand that we were created for good works, amen, then we already understand and know that, amen, whatever we're going through right now, how no matter how frustrated we become, no matter how mad or angry we become, no matter what it seems like it's not moving fast enough, we, praise God, are being prepared for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. When we begin to understand that God is working it out on our behalf, we ought to be giving God praise every step of the way, rather than looking at our situation and declaring that we're, praise God, amen, are not in the favor of God. My third point is this, and I'll be finished. And that is, the struggle has great rewards. Philippians 3, 13 through 14 says this: Brother, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes we got to face our past in order to overcome to our future. Amen. If we languish in our past, then we will never get to where God wants us to be. And that's why I have to press. The press is, amen, the struggle that I have to go through. The pushing and the pulling. Amen. It's not something that just handed to me, but it is the push and the pull, if you will, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It is the struggle, amen, toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I love one of my favorite verses is Galatians 6 and 9. Weary not in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Well, if I could put this in context, struggling, amen, in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Or how about, praise God, pushing and pulling in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. We should know that God has our back. Though we struggle, yet great things are in store for us. Great things in terms of legacy. I don't know about you, but when I think about my mother and my father, praise God, and his mother and his father and her mother and her father, the legacy continues. It goes down through the generations. It goes through my parents. It goes through me. It goes through my kids. It goes through my grandkids. The legacy lives on. Amen. And ye don't know. A lot of times we don't understand that the legacy is living on in us because, praise God, we're too busy trying to get the pushing and the pulling through that open door. But amen, the legacy is living in you, that you might be able to run the race that God has set before you. That race, praise God, is going to require that you struggle a little bit. it. You're going to have to make a move somewhere. You're going to have to make a decision somewhere. It might not be a popular decision, but you got to understand that it's a part of the pulling and the pushing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Great in terms of accomplishment. Great in terms of finishing our course. Nobody wants to be left with their course unfinished. They want to be able to declare that I finished my course. Great in overcoming obstacles. You got obstacles in front of you, my brothers and my sisters. Do not allow it to stop you. Do not allow it to slow you down to a halt. Overcoming obstacles requires that you begin to utilize the techniques that God has given you. Think back. Ask God. God's decision toward you is to bring you through to finish your mission. Oh yeah, we may lose a few things along the way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. May lose a few friends. May lose a few possessions. But you know, when you get there, it will all be worthwhile.
Amen.
Nothing should keep us from being victorious.
Yes.
So, as I conclude with this fact, that our struggle is God's method to make us better.
Amen.
Greatness is not achieved overnight. But the struggle is part of the process of being great. If we struggle, it's not always the enemy trying to stop us. It's not always the enemy trying to stop you. God has placed some things right in your way so that you can learn how to go through. God is allowing us to get stronger to fight the next challenge. His desire is not for you to get to the challenge and not be successful. His desire is that you get to the challenge, the next challenge, and the next challenge, and be successful each and every time. So, that is the struggle to greatness.
Hallelujah.